how's your garden?
The garden is still great, actually. Lots of tomatoes. And what else? What else is going on out there? I suppose this might be a big harvest weekend for us if it's going to start getting chilly.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, love it. Before we get too far, I do want to say I do have a weather forecast for Washington, D.C. area through the magic of Alexa. My sister and brother-in-law said, good morning to you. Weather 70 degrees now, high of 82 expected. Bright and sunny, a wonderful day.
Not too bad.
You know, almost, but our high is 83.
Yeah.
You know, what I like about that 83 is, as I've said before, the weather struggles to get up that high all day, and it gets up there, and then poof.
Mm-hmm. Starts cooling right down.
Absolutely.
It's nice. I will ask you, I think later on in the program, I'm going to ask you, we'll talk a little bit about some Robert Redford movies.
I'd like to know. Ooh. Yeah. Do we want to do it now, or do we, you know, because that way we, well, Natalie and Karen can
come join in.
Okay.
Sure. You want to start? Well, do you have a favorite? When you look back at it, Robert Redford just passed on Tuesday, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm, I like the feel of the movie. It's playful. Raindrops keep falling on my head, you know, on the bicycle with Paul Newman. And then, of course, Sting, going into Sting. Those were lighthearted pieces. What's your fab fave?
I also rank Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid as maybe one of my favorite movies of all time. But the one I was just thinking about is... All the President's Men.
I knew you were going to say that because I was holding that back and ready in reserve.
Yeah. I think that one, and I mean, he's a wonderful actor, but I think that one is really, from what I understand, I don't think the movie would have been made without Redford's involvement. He was a producer on the film and kind of moved a lot of pieces to get it going. And then it was...
And, it wears well. I just saw it. How about you, Natalie or Karen? Do you have a Robert Redford fave movie?
The Way We Were.
Oh, all right.
Romantic.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's cue up that song with Barbara Streisand. Natalie, do you have a favorite?
I don't. I know who he is, and I know he's in movies, but I don't know specific
ones. Okay, well.
So. All right. Well, there you go.
Jeremiah Johnson.
Who was just saying? I think Velma, Queen of Fun, was in here last night, and as I was leaving, we were talking about it a little bit, and she said, "Go back and watch Jeremiah Johnson." That's her recommendation to the listeners. I think
one movie that I remember having seen him in, and this is from the '60s, that I really liked was called The Chase with Marlon Brando. And it ends up in a junkyard. He's being chased because he escaped from prison or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the whole town is an uproar. And I don't know if that's still out there to be able to see, but I remember seeing that at the Moonlight Auto Theater back in South Bend, Indiana, and drive-in. Mm-hmm. And The Chase, it was really good. But you could just... plop in and start watching Robert Redford movies, and they're just great fun. Electric Horseman.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool one.
Out of Africa.
I was just thinking, another romantic one.
Another beautiful movie, yeah.
But both of the ones that you mentioned end up sad, don't they? Romance is sad, but with Meryl Streep, Out of Africa, the visuals in that were just amazing.
And then he transitioned into directing. Another one of my favorites is A River Runs Through It. That's a nice picture. Mm-hmm. He's not in it. I guess he's the voice.
I had a chance to be in it.
You did?
Yes. I was living in Billings, Montana at the time, and they were put out a casting call for River Runs Through It, and with Brad Pitt around Livingston, Montana. But I unfortunately had already committed to Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman for Far and Away. And so they were both being filmed the same summer. And so if you look closely in the bar fight scene, Boston Fight Club, you'll see me in there.
In the movie Far and Away.
Far and Away.
Okay, we're going to...
It's a crowd scene, so you've got to know that I'm there.
Okay.
But no, River Runs Through It. That's a great book, a short novel, a novella.
The book is...
By Norman MacLean. River Runs Through It. But he won an Oscar for Ordinary People back in 1980, and that is well worth seeing again. With Donald Sutherland and I'm going blank right now.
Timothy Hutton.
And the lead
Mary
was
Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough movie.
Yeah.
You know, when Donald Sutherland says to Mary Tyler, "I don't think I love you anymore." Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Oh. I think not Natalie's, but Karen's heart just plummeted.
I have another one.
Okay.
Indecent Proposal with Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore.
Demi Moore, yes. We could go on and on and on. Should we?
What a career.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And an activist. And he is one who avoided the glitz and glamour of Hollywood. And once he discovered Utah, and then, of course, the Sundance Film Festival. The man certainly contributed a lot.
Left his mark. Okay, that's our some morning thoughts on Robert Redford here for you on the morning show on 88.5 KRFY. We're talking with Karen Gibbs and Natalie Earle from the Sandpoint Teen Center. And that's really what we're here to talk about.
Lots of good things coming up. And we're going to throw the mics over to you guys. Natalie, you're the new director.
Yeah.
When did you come on?
About just a couple weeks before school started.
Okay.
Was when I came on. And it's been really fun.
Okay, it's been fun. So can you talk about some of the activities? And for somebody who doesn't know anything about the Sandpoint Teen Center exactly, what do you folks do?
Yeah, the Sandpoint Teen Center provides meals and movement and mentorship for teens after school. They provide hot meals and snacks for the kids and some games, sports, art, STEM projects, help with homework if they need it, and just a mentors providing activities to keep them active and busy. One of the rules at the teen center is a cell phone free zone. So we make sure that they're interacting with one another and connecting with each other as the teens. And it's been really fun to see the teens connect with each other at the Sandpoint Teen Center.
I sort of like the three M's: meals, mentoring, and movement. Somebody had that in the back of their minds with the three. Okay, can you talk about, you know, where does it occur? When does it occur? What time of day? Who's eligible? All the nitty-gritty details.
Yeah. So Sandpoint Teen Center is from 2:30 to 5:30, well, 3 to 5:30 after school. There's two locations. One of them is behind the middle school at the Portables, and the other one is at the Lutheran Church on Ontario and Olive Street. So, and those two locations, anyone from 12 to 17 is welcome.
5 days a week?
5 days a week, Monday
and
through Friday.
And how does one sign up, or does one just drop by? Or...
Yep, they can just come by. We do have a sign-in because we like to keep track of the numbers of kids that come through the doors. And in the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks, we've had about 900 sign-ins that we've helped feed and make that movement and mentorship possible. And it's about 500 different kids that have come and participated in the Teen Center.
Now, the school district here, I mean, what's the geographic range?
It's the school district. There's kids from charter schools, from the from
homeschool,
homeschool, charter school, and from the school district that can come. Yeah.
Can you now food preparation? What would be some of the foods?
All right. So we serve snacks all day long. They come in and out and get those snacks, and we serve hot food until it runs out. Things like spaghetti. They love anything with hamburger in it, you know, spaghetti, tacos, sloppy joes. And we also have some new dishes this year, chicken fettuccine. Ooh, we had some chicken nuggets with mashed potatoes on it. So we serve right now about up to 90 kids per day with that. And it's probably going to go up, I'm going to guess. Yeah.
And I also just want to say, too, that Friday's actually from 1 to 5:30 because they get out of school early. So we are available for the after school on Friday early.
Not only snacks with the food, we also do hands-on kitchen skills with them. So we have some fundraisers coming up, two fundraiser dinners in the year where the children participate and help cook the food. They love doing that. And we're also helping them this year with their food handling cards if they want to apply for that. You know, it's not needed at the restaurants here, but it is good experience for them to know, you know, what temperature to keep the food in storage, things like that.
What is that? Explain that. This is a food, like a certificate?
Yes. It's food handling card for Idaho.
Uh-huh.
And you would study this booklet, take the test online, and then you get your card.
Uh-huh.
And in some states, it's required. Here it is not, but it's good for them to have good knowledge. And it's good for their resume when they start applying for, you know, food jobs.
Yeah. Cool. And they can, you'll help them get that card.
Yes.
Nice.
We also help them with their employment needs, like helping them with their filling out applications, building their resume, doing mock interviews, things like that.
Hmm. A mock interview. That'd be fun, I think. Natalie, I think you said 500 kids.
Yeah, just over 500 kids,
and just
this school year.
This year, okay. Just this school year. Already, you've seen 500 kids.
So in that'd be less than a month.
Yeah, in like what the last?
Whoa,
2.5 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Wow.
How many overall? Do you happen to know how many overall students in the school district?
I am not sure that number.
I mean, somehow 500 seems.
But it's the school district and homeschoolers and charter school kids. So you know you have variety of kids, but yeah. Just over 500.
One more time, the location.
Yeah, the Sandpoint Teen Center is at the behind the middle school in the portables. There's two portables behind the middle school.
The middle school, that's near the high school.
Near the high school.
Okay.
Yep. It's portable number 5.
So it's right there. When a student can walk out of the high school and pop right in.
Yep.
Okay.
And then the other location is at the Lutheran Church. Just off of Ontario and Olive Street.
I know where that is because I go there to vote.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe I can coincide my voting with getting a snack. I mean,
we'll be there.
It's a good thought. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Is there an age limit? Are you supposed to be a teenager?
You've 12 to 17.
Okay.
Thanks, Jack.
Sorry, Jim. Ratted you out. Yeah, if anyone can vote, don't let them into the teen center. That I voted sticker is a good, that's a dead giveaway. Let's see. Okay. So, yes, 500 seems like a lot, I would say. Natalie, you came on. I mean, I can't ask really what's changed. Maybe I can ask Karen. I don't know how long you've been a volunteer there. Is this school year pretty comparable to years past? Do you feel like it's getting more popular, less?
More popular. I was there last year for the first time, and then this is my second year, and from what I've seen, it's becoming more popular, probably due to this radio show and other ways of marketing.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And we have new staff, which I've got to talk about. Great staff, Natalie, and we have Marie is another, and Sunny, a male. That's our only male worker, which we're loving it. We would love for somebody to come in and work. We need two more people.
And we love volunteers. We love having volunteers. It's fun to play card, you know, come play card games, come play games with them, come, you know, throw a ball with them or, you know, whatever. We love volunteers.
But the staff positions are paid.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. you'd come in and get interviewed and then hired on. They have great training. We just finished training for the staff on CPR first aid. So we're all certified. We have new hire training. We also were trained in suicide prevention and awareness and too good for drugs and violence curriculum we were trained in, which we're going to be working with the kids on that with games and activities that involve that.
Yeah, that's actually a new program that's being, what's the word? They're trying it out to see how it works. But what they've found is if they can teach kids to have goals and a healthy mindset, they won't want to have violence or drugs or do drugs. And so it's a, instead of saying don't do drugs, it's giving them tools to help them throughout their life that that's not even a choice. So that's been a cool program to start with them.
Yeah. Do this instead rather than a don't do. Yeah.
Before we move off volunteers, if there is a person interested in volunteering, how does he or she go about that process?
Yeah, they can email the Sandpoint Teen Center at yahoo.com or Sandpoint Youth Center at gmail.com, or they can call the Teen Center, which I'm looking up the number right now.
I've got it.
Oh, you got it.
Area code 208-603-7064. That's 208-603-7064.
That's the phone number for the Sandpoint Teen Center?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been changed.
Uh-oh.
My goodness.
Okay. Sorry.
It's one of our phones.
So This is the new Teen Center phone number. 208-946-8796.
Okay. That's the number to call and
volunteer, or if you're wanting to come be an employee and work with us and work with the kids every day.
Two staff openings right now.
Yep.
Let's talk about what a day looks like. What's the when after school gets out, when the when the big rush hits? I don't know what happens.
Well, at the middle school location, we've changed a little bit of the ability to come in. We have everyone sign in, except for there is a window to get snacks. There are some kids that they don't have time because they have sports, they have a bus to catch. Sure. They can come grab a snack and go.
Mm-hmm.
We keep tally of those, so we do have a count of those, but they can come and get a snack and go, or they can come in and there's a hot meal for them and snacks. We have games set out. We have a place for them if they need quiet to do homework. We have someone that's there. Marie is our art person, and she has art projects available for them to do. But first time, when they first get there, food is the first thing, the hot food.
Yeah.
Getting their attention right off the bat.
And I have a son that comes, and that's what he says. I love the hot meal after school because I'm hungry after school.
When are they not hungry?
When they're asleep, maybe.
Any particular activity? I mean, no cell phones. Any particular activities that you're finding are especially popular among teenagers this time around?
There are some that like to have music playing, and they connect through music. We have a speaker and there's some music playing. I'm noticing that there are some that love to do the rubber band bracelets or the pony bead bracelets. We have those there, and that is,
We also have a ping pong tournament every month, and we have, let's see what else. We do shuffleboard, ping pong, games. We also have field trips on Fridays. For instance, we'll go to see a movie at the VFW. We'll go bowling. We'll go to the YMCA to go swimming. We also have speakers that come in to speak with the teens. We have a Corey Kinman from College Enrollment Coordinator. She'll be coming in on the 25th to speak to the kids about college enrollment, answer their questions, things like that. Not only are we open during the school year, but during the summer, we keep them involved with activities. So last summer, we had beach barbecues and boating, bike ride with ice cream, horseback riding, bowling, fundraisers, disc golf, things like that that keep them active. Some of them had nothing to do during the summer. And what we did was their summer vacation. That was great. We were there for the 4th of July. We set up early in the morning. We were there. They came. They hung out. They had snacks. It was just a great time.
nothing to do during the summer around here. I can't imagine that, but yeah.
Well, they don't drive. A lot of them, they don't drive yet, you know.
Right. So. Yeah, you're stuck at home. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. We're talking with Karen Gibbs and Natalie Earle about the Sandpoint Teen Center. How are all these programs funded? Where do you guys get your...
Yeah, we have donors and we have fundraisers as well.
Okay.
So last year, fundraisers, we had, for instance, Winter Ridge, they had a register roundup where we would get the change after somebody made a purchase. That was great. And they also donated packaged coffee with little logos of the teen center in the front. It was so cute for at one of our fundraisers at Matchwood over here. They provided those, so we were able to sell those. We have lasagna dinner. We have, like I said, two dinners a year. And our grant writer, Kate Mansour, is wonderful. She applies for our grants and has gotten us so many grants, which we appreciate her skills on that. Some of the grants we received was from the Taco Bell Foundation, the TC Energy, let's see what else, Washington Federal Bank, Equinox Foundation, several that she applies for. And right now, I just want to say, I want to thank all the donors and fundraising and sponsors and volunteers that help make this happen every year.
And we do have a fundraiser coming up on October 23rd. From 5:30 to 7, there'll be a dinner and an auction of the teens' work that they've been doing with the art.
Okay, and so. Let's take a break and talk a little bit and begin about the October 23rd event. More information there. We're with Natalie Earle, the director, and Karen Gibbs, staff member and mentor of the Sandpoint Teen Center. And wow, I'm still stunned by the 500 students.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. A great activity. This is the month of September, and I thought it'd be nice to cue up some September songs. And here is a real moody one that I always like to play. It's on one of my Frank Sinatra albums. And this is Frank Sinatra, The September of My Years.
One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall.
Celebrating the month of September, that was Frank Sinatra, The September of My Years. Gang, I just thought of two more Robert Redford movies. In fact, I watched a clip last night on YouTube. 3 Days of the Condor.
Great movie.
Oh, and they showed the mail delivery guy coming in to Faye Dunaway's apartment. And wow, that was... And the other one, The Horse Whisperer.
That one I have not seen. It was popular.
It takes place in Montana. And I think a young Scarlett Johansson is in it. And I'm sure as the day unfolds, I go, oh... Why not? Oh, this and that.
But did you ever see the movie Sneakers? Have you seen that one?
Why is that
early 90s
ringing a bell?
Redford's the star, but it's a star-studded cast. Sidney Poitier, I think Dan Aykroyd, David Strathairn. They're a security team whose job is to basically break into banks and businesses.
I have seen it.
To find flaws in their security system and, get caught up in international intrigue. And yeah, it's a that's a good one.
Oh, we're gonna, I don't know. We're going to be doing this all day, Jack, you and me back and forth. Mm-hmm. We're here with Natalie Earle and Karen Gibbs, director and then staff member and mentor with the Sandpoint Teen Center. And we exited with a fundraiser coming up on October 23rd. What day of the week is that?
Thursday.
It's actually Yeah.
Oh,
it's
you're Thursday. Looking at our
I was looking at the September. I'm like, oh, is it the 25th? It's a Thursday.
Don't rush the months. I mean, they go by too quickly. Anyway, okay, fill us in on location, where one can get tickets, food preparation by the students.
Yeah, so it's at the Lutheran Church location on Ontario and Olive, and it's a $20 donation for the dinner and for the fundraiser, and the teens help with the preparation of the dinner. They're a part of it. They help with it, and they're very involved in the helping with this fundraiser. They see the effects of what the Teen Center can do for them. They want to be a part of it. They want to be a part of helping with that fundraising. So.
And do you have a time for it?
Yes, 5:30 to 7.
5:30 to 7 at the Lutheran Church.
23rd.
Yeah, the 23rd, a Thursday. That's next month, not this month.
Yes.
So don't go knocking on Lutheran Church door. Hungry.
Let me give you that address to the First Lutheran Church. It's located at 426 South Olive Avenue here in Sandpoint.
Yeah, I usually think of it being on Ontario. You know, it's
you enter through the doors on Ontario.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah. But okay, October 23rd, a lasagna. My mouth is watering, Jack. Fundraiser October 23rd, not this month. Food prepared, helped by the students, and this is a fundraiser. And yeah, I can see just listening to all of the activities, you know, and you know, that it does take some cash behind it to make it happen.
And, you know, I do want to mention our activities director, Danny Carnegie. She has been amazing at coming up with activities on the Fridays and throughout the summer. She's really invested in these kids having activities to do outside of the Teen Center, not just at the Teen Center locations, but finding things to do in the community with the teens.
I also want to, our fundraising is not only for our current expenses, but in the next year, the middle school is going to be, I think, tearing down the portables. So that location won't be available to us. We are looking for someplace near the school to have the center over there. Otherwise, the church will still be open, but we're looking to either raise money to buy a location or lease or rent a location in that area next year.
Yeah. And close to the middle school and high school, because those kids are the kids you know,
you want
we get the most from. Yeah.
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 Do you guys get any any funding from the school district?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. It's separate from the school district. We're not part of the school district. It's completely separate.
Yeah. Just to, you just use their
And their students.
And their students.
We are a nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
And we do have a board. Joan Avery is the one of the co-founders, president of the board.
But it's but it's separate. It serves the students of the school district, but is separate from and independent from the school district.
Yes.
And therefore, you need some funds.
Yes.
Yes.
Hence the lasagna dinner.
Yeah.
That will. I love lasagna. By the way, that's gonna be that's gonna be fun.
Jack Peterson's lasagna dinner.
Well, then you might as well come.
I might as well. Yeah.
How long have you guys been in existence?
I believe it's about 20 years.
Wow.
From what I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, it started. I know the location was at one point the bowling alley. That was it.
Oh, Huckleberry Lanes.
Uh-huh.
But it's been growing over the past couple of years, and they've needed new locations because you know over 500 kids.
Yeah.
So, and Karen has some numbers. Yeah.
I do have some numbers from December to May of 2024. We had a total
of May. Okay.
December, May, 2024, 6,000. Total teen visits, And we had 554 different teens that showed up that year.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. Yeah, that was the last count. Yeah, it is increasing. It is a need. There is really no place else for teens to go. There's a program at the library that mm-hmm. they'll go to. And some after-school activities here and there at, I think, we're at some churches. But this is the biggest one. And mm-hmm. it's the closest one.
Boy, I tell you, that corridor on Division Avenue from the school down to the library is really hopping. And what an opportunity rather than students just wandering off. Mm-hmm. You know, I've oftentimes thought if I were back in the day when I was young, having like the library just right there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, I just think in terms of all the services. What sort of feedback do you get from the students?
I've heard nothing but positive. Mm-hmm. They look forward to coming to the teen center. It's their thing, their place, their safe place to come and have something to be a part of and connect with other teens. I've only heard positive mm-hmm. feedback. From my own kids and from other kids. And there are some kids that I start talking about to teens, you know, I tell teens that, you know, I'm working at the teen center and they're like, oh, that's the place with the snacks, you know, that's the place where we can go hang out. You know, it is, it's a safe place for them to come.
Food talks.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, we have a lot of teens that have practices, football practice, things like that. Yeah. So in between school and their practice, there's really no place to hang out or get water. After and snacks, so that really works out for them that we're there.
I can remember as a teen growing up, you know, everybody got out of school at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, I'm discovering that students get out at different times and because of so many different activities. Mm-hmm. And now with places to go, you know, I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So some more information, the two places, the locations.
Yeah, the Sandpoint Teen Center is behind the middle school in portable number 5 and 6, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second location is at the Lutheran Church on Ontario and Olive Street.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Karen,
yes.
your role there is a mentor.
Mentor.
Okay, what's that
so
like?
So my position is paid, and mm-hmm. I had all that training, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm there, what I do for my job, I serve the hot food. I don't cook it. We have a cook that cooks it, and they bring it. I serve the hot food, clean up, and then I get to play games if I have time. And I'm like, my goal this year is to play more games with the kids and get more involved in their activities.
And what game does your reputation rest on?
Oh, right now I'm learning Spot It. It's like so you get these cards, and there's several objects on the cards, and you flip a card over with several objects, and you've got to match it, and then you grab it quick before the kids do. And I'm telling you, they're really quick at this, right? And I'm just like, it's really helping my brain. It's good for me, I'm sure. That's a new one I'm doing. And, you know, just games like chess, backgammon. They're loving the backgammon at the church. Ping pong, I like. I just have to learn more games.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
mm-hmm.
goal this year. Isn't that wonderful mm-hmm. for a job to just play games? And then when we go to the YMCA, you could just hang out in the jacuzzi while the kids are swimming. I mean, what a job.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's mm-hmm. so much fun to play games and draw and do art along with them. And it's like, I get paid to play games mm-hmm. with teens and connect with teens. It's rewarding is what mm-hmm. it is.
Yeah. And it's energizing. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to, back in the day, teach, and I really miss the energy mm-hmm. and the interests, and I felt like that was sort of like a youth vitamin pill, you know, that it would, you know, mm-hmm. I miss that aspect of being in contact with people that age and just, you know, it's fun, you know, and I think you're hitting on that.
I come from the corporate world all my life, and I am retired. So I was looking for a part-time job last year. This is how I found the teen center. And I got to tell you, I love working with those teens. I mean, it's refreshing. I feel part of the community. Working in corporate, it's adult kids I had to work with, which were very hard to handle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, they're harder than teenagers to handle. Mm-hmm. But this is really, really what I was looking for. It really is what I like.
And, you know, these teens are so respectful. They are respectful and just fun to be with. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that about these teens.
And we've got three R's. Respect.
Respect the property. Respect the people and others. And respect yourself.
Yes.
And those three R's are mentioned when they come in. Mm-hmm. And they are that.
Along with the three M's.
And along with the three M's. The Mills, movement, and mentorship. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Natalie, you're relatively new in the position.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, I guess, but you're the director. Is there, as director, do you have a direction? Do you have any kind of big picture goals that you see for the teen center? Or are you still just kind of getting the feel for it?
You know, I love helping teens discover who they are and what their purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
And that they have one. Mm-hmm. That they have strengths. And I want to help them find those and help them take that in life to better the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my hope for these teens, is that they discover that and mm-hmm. they know it.
Okay, here's a question.
Okay.
How is the general response from the teens to the no cell phone rule?
You know, some give backlash for it.
Yeah.
And others are grateful for it because it gives them that chance to connect.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they still come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just remind them, you know, no cell phones. And some will leave.
Yeah.
But they come back.
Yeah.
They want to be there. So there is a little bit of that. But I think for the most part, it's positive. Mm-hmm. I would probably say 98% it's positive. You know, they want that connection and time off their phones because they can do that mm-hmm. somewhere else. But when there's connection with other teens, that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think in terms of more than anything else, not only the numbers of students participate, but it's a safe environment, mm-hmm. you know, and more than anything else, a place where a student can go to and just let everything go. And I think that the requesting of cell phones not to be used, I think that's a wise move. You know, ask them to relate to one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, I live in the neighborhood and I'm surprised the mortality rate, you know, they're on their phones and they're crossing intersections and, I worry for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, but, you know, that's so foreign to my upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We do have two rooms, two portables, right? So
yes.
One is the loud room where we serve the food, mm-hmm. a lot of games, a lot of loudness, usually.
A lot of energy.
Yes.
Lots mm-hmm. of high energy.
Yes. The second room is the quiet room where people can study. We'd have a lot of art work mm-hmm. there and little conversations, and it's a quiet room where kids can go over there if the loudness is too much.
And there is some music playing, but it's very calm, low volume,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. because they, you know, there are some kids that like to have that while they're doing their studies.
We want to thank both of you for coming in to the mm-hmm. radio station, Natalie and Karen. In closing, anything that you, any numbers you want to repeat? Anything that you want to leave our listeners with?
I do want to say again that, you know, the Sandpoint Scene Center loves volunteers. We encourage volunteers. We would love to have you come volunteer and play games with the kids. We also do have two openings as a paid mentor. Yes. And
our website. Let's give them our website if you'd like mm-hmm. to donate or just check out our website. It is sandpointteencenter.com/donate to donate, or just mm-hmm. sandpointteencenter.com to check us out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and our phone number again, too, is 208-946-8796.
And sandpointteencenter@gmail.com and sandpointteencenter@yahoo.
sandpointyouthcenter@gmail.com, sandpointteencenter@yahoo.com.
Ah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That ought to confuse me.
I know.
Indeed.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
We can, okay. But the fundraiser, the lasagna dinner, is October 23rd.
5:30 to 7.
Okay.
$20 donation.
Lutheran Church at Olive and Ontario. Yes. The two O's.
We'll see you there.
Lasagna prepared by the teens. By the teens themselves.
Correct. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Thank you guys.
Yeah. Hey, thank you guys for coming in. And please keep us in rotation when you have something coming up. Let us know with plenty of time because our schedule does fill up. We'd love to have you back. And you know, continue with those great numbers. You know, you're providing a very important service in this community.
And thank you.
It is appreciated. Continuing with our theme of September songs, here's a song by a Canadian folk music group from Saskatchewan. You know, I had lots of choices. I could have had Dinah Washington doing a version of this, but this is sort of Edith Piaf, sort of campy, sort of Chantussy and a little coffee shop on the Champs-Élysées. Here is Rouge with September in the Rain.
Rouge is the name of that group, September in the Rain. The title of the tune, and you're listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. And what were we talking about? Well, the Sandpoint Teen Center, sure.
And we mentioned another Robert Redford movie, Brubaker.
That's right. Oh, yeah, I was going to pull, I have the full list of roles for Robert Redford. You mentioned The Chase. I'm going to have to I'm going to have to see that
one. And Marlon Brando was in it.
Yeah.
I think that was about 66, 67.
I have it right here. So 1966, directed by Arthur Penn.
Oh, gosh.
Looks good. With Jane Fonda in it, too.
Yes.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Barefoot in the Park. And then, of course, his big breakout role is as the Sundance Kid in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
I will always remember that freeze frame at the end where they think, oh, yeah, there's just very few people out there, you know, and we can just, you know, get on our horses and ride away.
A film. Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, I love everything about that movie. That's one of my favorites. He was in Tell Them Willie Boy Is Here, same year, and Downhill Racer, also.
Oh, Downhill Racer, I forgot that.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure all the ski people have that close to their top Robert Redford movies.
Yeah. Jeremiah Johnson, we mentioned. The Candidate, same year as Jeremiah Johnson.
Who was it? I think Barack Obama said The Candidate was one of the most interesting and accurate political movies he has seen.
It's not registering. Yeah. I haven't seen it in years. That's another, I think we're all going to be going back and watching Redford films. And that's one of them that's very good. A little, an appropriately cynical look at, American politics from 1972. Then he's in The Hot Rock that same year. And then on to The Sting.
Nah.
And The Way We Were, both 1973. And at that point, he's probably the biggest movie star in the world by the end of 73 with The Way We Were and The Sting. And then 3 Days of the Condor in 75, All the President's Men in 76. And then he's focused on the Sundance Film Festival, I believe, shortly after that, and was only in, after All the President's Men in 1976, he had a small role in A Bridge Too Far, but it's not until The Electric Horseman in 79 that he's back on.
Full-fledged.
Yeah. So it took a few years off, really at the height of his fame, for personal pursuits, I guess.
Well, you know, in the Sundance Film Festival, what a tribute to his love for the industry and new artists, new directors come up. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Quentin Tarantino got his start there with Reservoir Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly his impact and his role in cinema.
Mm-hmm.
He's an actor who doesn't have a wide range of acting, mm-hmm. but what he does really well.
Yep.
You know, and what a presence. And, you know, when I saw some clips of All the President's Men, how young Dustin Hoffman and Robert Redford look. But, of course, you know, mm-hmm. That's 40 years ago, 40 plus, 40 to 50 years ago.
Yeah, they were, yes, certainly, yes, they were very young at the time. That's... let's see. Should we talk a little bit about what's coming up in town?
Don't have my list.
I have a list here. We can
check.
Do this.
I knew I could count on you, buddy.
Let's see. Well, tomorrow, North Idaho News of the Week. Tune in, and if there's time after we
discuss, who's going to be with you?
I don't know. I'm gonna wander over to the Reader and see if anyone wants to come in.
Knock on their door.
Yep. I think we had. I think they're due. We had last week. We had Jack Freeman from
the Bee.
From the Daily Bee. So I think it's the Reader's turn if they're willing to come in and join us and tell us what's going on this week. And then if there's time, I'll be sure to ask for their thoughts on All the President's Men. Probably the best journalism movie.
Ooh.
Head and Shoulders. There are other great movies about newspapers and reporters and stuff, but that's the gold standard.
Spotlight was outstanding.
Yeah. There's a lot of good reporter movies, newspaper movies, but I think that's the one I
well, it's investigative.
Number
you
one.
Know, it's yeah. A meeting deep throat in the dark parking lots and substructures in DC and the tension of what they're uncovering and finding. It wears well.
It does. It's filmed in Washington, D.C., the shot in the Library of Congress that slowly pulling back to look at them, it really portrays the hard work that they had to put in. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't mm-hmm. a lot of knocking on doors and going nowhere until finally something
breaks.
Clicks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's and yet fascinating just to see them failing is still... It's still interesting. Okay, coming up this weekend here in Sandpoint, today is the 18th, and at Evans Brothers Coffee, a mostly Sandpoint artist's reception for Janine Ash is from 5 to 7 to 9 tonight, 5 to 7 this evening. Refreshments are available, and you can meet the artist. It's a free event for Janine Ash, local artist. Paint and Sip at Barrel 33 is tonight. Thursday line dancing lessons at the Hive is tonight. Trivia at Connie's. Let's see. Maya, Arthur, and Peter. Maya and Arthur were at the Little Live Radio Hour on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And
Queen Bonobo.
And this time they'll be playing as Maya, Arthur, and Peter with Peter Lucht at the Pondere Winery, and it's more of a jazz night than a pop music night. Well worth seeing them. That's tomorrow night at the Pondere Winery. Let's see, at the Sandpoint Music Conservatory on Friday night, Bells and Brews with the Sandpoint Music Conservatory. Actually, that's at Connie's, I should say, but it's a charity event for the Sandpoint Music Conservatory. How about Money Penny at Smokesmith Barbecue on Friday night?
That's Money Penny.
I'm not familiar. A Missoula-based blues rock band playing originals and
historic
covers.
Wasn't that the name
covers.
Of the secretary in James Bond
yes,
movies?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. What else is going on this weekend? Well, the farmers market is still going on. Continuing.
That should be sort of winding down in the next early October.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
From 9 to 1 on Saturday is the farmers market. There's an Oktoberfest in Hope this weekend on the 20th. Oktoberfest in Hope from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Memorial Community Center. And it's at this point, it's now 9:01, and we got to move right along.
And I'm going to say goodbye to you.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to be saying goodbye to you because I'll be gone for 3 weeks.
That's right.
Carrie Logan will be with you taking my place. No, Carrie is a place unto herself.
Yes.
So she will be here on the 25th. I am heading off to the fabulous world of San Francisco.
For 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Okay. What are you going to do? Not see the Grateful Dead?
No, but I did pick up free tickets for a Baroque concert at the San Francisco Music Conservatory. And so, you know, I'm just going to keep my feelers out for. And then there is the Notre Dame Club of San Francisco will have showings of their football games.
Okay.
So I will be busy on the 27th and all those Saturdays in a bar in North Beach.
Uh-huh.
But I'll come back, I promise.
Okay. We're counting on that. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Absolutely.
Okay. Have fun down there.
And, will do.
Yes, I'll be back next week with Carrie Logan, and we will be here all week long, actually, on the morning show during the morning hours at 8 o'clock. So tune in and join us, won't you, here on Panhandle Community Radio. Time now for Bird Note. This is 88.5 KRFY Ponderay.